listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Always good to be here, RJ, on a Friday, and we start in the NBA, the big trade that went down on Thursday evening between the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunders. The Rockets have traded Chris Paul, two protected first-round picks, and two pick swaps to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Russell Westbrook. So, all throughout the day and ever since the trade was announced, we've heard a lot of people out there talk about who won the trade, who got better, who has the advantage. I want to know from the guys in Vegas, from the voice of Vegas, who won this trade.
Yeah, and to me, this is the concept. Houston overpaid, but they won the trade. Or at minimum, it was a very good trade for Houston. And that might be the better way to say it. Now, why a good trade, even if by itself they overpaid? Well, I mean, think of an analogy. Is you are going on a 10-day, or like Fezzik, a 10-day vacation, and you've got 9 days of hotel rooms already paid for, and you're so excited. When you look at the amount of money the vacation is going to cost you, you think, this is a great bargain. I'm so excited. But then that 10th day, you got to pay, let's say, double price. Now, your choice is to pay double for the 10th day and have 10 days of vacation, or your choice is to say no, and now you can't go on the vacation. So when you add in paying double for 1 day, is it still a good deal? All right. But you need that purchase in order for it to work. Was Houston going to win the title this year?
No.
I don't think it was a reasonable possibility. They had more. The future's done mortgaged. All right. Houston's future is not bright. Now, when does that future start? 3 years from now? I don't know. Harden, obviously, he's got a trend line at his age. Rest of the team, Chris Paul certainly did. Now, so does, you know, Westbrook. So it's this year, next year, or the next year on the outside for Houston. And it's my belief, it's most NBA experts believe, that Houston, with Chris Paul dropping off as the years passed, they were not viable title contenders. Now, were they 20 to 1, 30 to, yeah, probably. They had a 5% chance of winning, but you don't mortgage your future for 5% chance to win a title. And no one's going to debate Houston's future has been mortgaged already with the contracts and such. So now, the odds this season of Houston winning have gone up. We can just look objectively at the title odds. Back on the 4th, or check that. Let's do July 6th. The Rockets were 20 to 1 to win the title. So they're in that, you know, 5% range or so. And now, about 9 to 1. So just some simple math, their title odds based on the Vegas market have more than doubled, right?
Yep.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair that they didn't have much of a chance, and now they have a real chance. Now at 9 to 1, 10% chance, but it's a real chance. And yes, though, they did overpay in this case. But when you look at the whole picture, the ultimate goal for the Rockets, and we always say, you've got to define what game you're playing. The Rockets' game isn't to make the playoffs. It's not to make the second round, third round, or even make the finals. Daryl Morey's time will be a success if they win one title. It will not be if they win zero. Does anyone disagree with that?
Not at all.
Nope.
All right. So their title odds just doubled. How could we debate if this trade improved them? But now we're going to dig in and say, how can we debate that they overpaid? Because in this transaction, they did.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
To me, I think of Bill Murray and Caddyshack, right? Remember the cannonball? Is once you start chugging it, you might as well just finish it and do it all because, well, you're going to have a hangover the next day regardless.
Cannonball it. And then one more of these right on top of cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
Well, that is Russell Westbrook. Cannonball is coming, doubling their chance to win the title, it's fair to say. Now, you can't debate this. You can't discuss it intelligently without considering the contracts. Because someone might say, a critic, you know, a misguided critic, they might say, hey, RJ Bell, Straight Out of Vegas, I heard you and you said that Westbrook had maybe a negative trade value, meaning he was worth nothing, less than zero. Well, look at the haul they just got. You know, why did OKC get so much for him? Well, here comes an analogy you're going to love. No one wants a head cold. Nobody wants the flu. Brad, you agree?
Agree.
But I'm guessing you would trade your head cold, or flip that, you would trade the flu for a head cold, right?
Exactly.
If you got the flu, someone else has a head cold, you'd swap, and you'd probably throw a little extra incentive in, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Westbrook's the head cold. Chris Paul is the flu. Chris Paul's contract, his age, 3.5 years older than Westbrook. And the idea that in the swap, that to get rid of Paul, they had to throw in a bunch of draft choices, swaps, etc., makes a ton of sense. It's not so much Westbrook had a strong trade value. It was Chris Paul's was even worse. So you got rid of the flu, got the head cold, and you paid a little for the pleasure. I can promise you Houston would probably rather not have Westbrook at all, have that contract, and if you go back to the start of free agency, because that money could be, you know, much better spent, I think. And really, when we talk about that money, it's worth just reading off these numbers. So this is Westbrook now starting next season. And we'll just do round, we'll round it to the nearest stick, as we like to say. 38 mil, 41 mil, 44 mil, player option in year four, 47 million. Anyone want to bet that Westbrook's going to take the player option? It's a open invitation to bet that. Now, Chris Paul's only got 3 years on his contract. 38 million, 41 million, 44 million. So really, it's that fourth year for Westbrook that's the player option that makes it where Westbrook's contract's even worse. Because, I mean, that's going to be, in theory, the worst year. He's 31 now, right? 32.
Yeah, going to turn 31.
34 years old during the season, he's going to get paid 47 sticks. That's tough.
Yep.
But it also, think about it, it makes the fact that Houston overpaid all the more strong, that case. Because not only did Houston have to give up a bunch of picks, but they also have to take the worst contract. Now, you might say, well, Westbrook's better than Chris Paul. Well, let's examine that. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Now, some of the numbers we use when we analyze how good a player is real plus minus.
Yep.
We look at the PER.
Yep.
And I thought we should break it down for defense and offense because the theory is Westbrook should help improve the defense. At least I've heard people say that. The numbers, though, are different.
Yeah, total disagreement from the defense of real plus minus numbers. Chris Paul, out of all the point guards in the NBA last year, ranked number one in defensive plus minus last year. Russell Westbrook, number 32. Big disparity.
Yeah, and if you look at just other general, let's look at, so I guess I'm going to question, and we've got some sound coming up next segment from Kenny Smith saying, oh, the, you know, they finally are going to be able to play some defense. Again, Kenny Smith knows basketball. The numbers don't back that up.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
So, RJ, we discussed the Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul trade. I think a lot of people out there were giving their who won, who lost. But unequivocally, you guys in Vegas look at this as a win for the Rockets, although they may have overpaid.
Yes, and that does seem paradoxical. It's a win for the Rockets as in right now, this upcoming season, the Rockets have a better chance to win the title. The Vegas odds now for the Rockets in the 9-1 range. 9-1, and they were upwards of 20-1 a week ago. All right, so the odds have about doubled to win a title. That is the goal for the Rockets. By the way, ahead of the Rockets right now, you've got the Bucks, Milwaukee at 6-1. I said Bucks, Lakers 4.5-1, Clippers 3.5-1. So the NBA title favorite, the Clippers. But boy, this is as big payoff as you've seen on the number one favorite in a decade. Super competitive. And we now have four teams better than 10-1. Clippers, Lakers, Bucks, and Rockets have joined that list. Now, why did they overpay? We looked and said, wait a minute. The Rockets gave up a lot of picks, swaps, and they took the worst or the worst contract, maybe the worst, in that 3 years for Chris Paul, he's getting overpaid. 4 years for Westbrook. Oh, by the way, that fourth year, $47 million when Westbrook's going to be 34. So taking that on is part of the implicit payment. Houston's taking on something not good in 3 or 4 years, but better now. We looked at the numbers, real plus minus. We looked at the PER, and it's like, wow, Westbrook's only a smidge better even today. I also think, though, the case could be made that the numbers are deceiving. So Daryl, our producer, came running in on the break and said, hold on, hold on, go. Oh, hold on a sec. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all good. I understand plus minus and those numbers and stuff like that, but
do you really?
No, I really don't. But
I'm not sure I do.
Well, I understand the fact that people like to use these numbers, but how do you not account for Russell Westbrook has played 40 plus more games over the last two seasons than Chris Paul?
Yeah. So if you look at, and it's a great point, to be honest, if you look at just regular season games played last two seasons, Westbrook 40 exactly more games. And there are some advanced stats that do account if it's a shared, the way the wins count they do and stuff does account for the number of minutes and the number of games a player is playing. Now, you're a big Westbrook fan.
I love Westbrook. Behind Kobe Bryant, that's my favorite player in the league.
Now, you know that Jonas has a feud going with Colin Cowherd. Maybe you and Colin also really disagree on this one because Daryl is, Westbrook has been like the poster child of great athleticism, great dunks and posters, and maybe the shoes are cool, but he doesn't win. How would you respond?
I agree with that, but I think that what Russell's thing is, Russell has to take it all on his back. Paul George was there. Paul George did his job. He was very serviceable, but Paul George did not have
serviceable.
He was not a takeover guy, though.
And well, if he would have been, he would have never went to OKC. You can only have, in theory, one of those guys.
Well, you got two of those guys
and
in Houston.
And therein lies the rub. And to me, that's the question. So let's get into how this team would look. Because I have a vision. I have a vision that it could be pretty amazing. But it's one of those, you know, it's the girl who's been bartending. You ever date a bartender, Brad?
No.
Yeah, she's like 27, 28. got, you know, a couple every year, another tattoo, and you're thinking, you know, I saw her reading Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance one, so I think she's smart, and you know, she's really nice. You know, you got it. You're trying to figure it out, right? Is it? Yeah. Do they have a change in them? Well, in this case, now some guys are thinking, well, why would they have to change at all? It's like, yeah, there you go, right? Some people think that. Others, like Brad, they have a nesting instinct. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Nesting.
The fact he admitted to it so quickly was the real issue.
He was like, yes. Come on, bro.
Oh, he's killing you. Yeah. That is that the Brad imitation?
Yes. That's my dog, though. That's my dog. Love you, Brad.
The reality is, if you look at Westbrook's career, I mean, Durant in his prime and, you know, let's say up until he just got hurt, was as good as Harden's ever been, maybe better, some would say. He wasn't willing to change for Durant. You know, in a way, when Paul George came, you could say it was validation of Westbrook. Well, if you said that, now that he left after 2 years with multiple years left on his deal, is a sign that it's the opposite of validation, repudiation. And Westbrook's at the stage where, by all accounts, and Zach Lowe was reporting on this, is the market was very soft for Westbrook. My prediction, not a lot of trade value. Certainly, it seems, based on the reporting, panned out to be true. And this is a quote from Lowe. Most rebuilding teams with holes at point guard, or just lots of holes, expressed little interest in giving up any real assets for Westbrook. All right. So now you're looking at a guy that thinks he's as good as anybody. And in a way, that's why he's here. Let's give him credit. You got to have that irrational exuberance about yourself for greatness, I think, oftentimes. At least that's what I tell myself. And the market, though, is saying, no, we disagree. You know, your contract, you're overpaid. You have negative value. Maybe that's what wakes him up. And he only needs that for 1 year. So, yes, to reset, Houston has a better chance to win this year, but they overpaid. And that contract is part of it. And also the fact that the differences between these two are not as steep as you might think. The difference between Westbrook and Paul, though Westbrook's number of games played, certainly an advantage on his side. And you could also make the case that Chris Paul, once that decline starts, the next 2 years are going to be worse for him on the amount of drop-off than you would think from Westbrook. What's your thought?
Yeah, and offensively speaking, Chris Paul just had by far his worst year of his career.
But this worst year, Daryl can tell us how this is calculated, but if you look at the real plus minus, Chris Paul fourth at his position, Westbrook number 12. So if the worst of his career is better than Westbrook based on the numbers, now what?
Fair enough.
Right? So, but it does make the point, if the drop-off has started, it probably keeps going at a fast pace for Chris Paul. And obviously, who knows Chris Paul the best? Right? The Rockets, you know, Daryl Morey, and they sent him out of town. Which tells me what could be going on is the conflict between Chris Paul and Harden might have been worse even than the reports. And to some degree, they're thinking, hey, half dozen of one, six of the other, but at least this one's got a new attitude. Now, it's not historically a great attitude, but we know Chris Paul's attitude, which isn't good right now. So it would seem it wasn't good with Harden. Now, one of the theories about how the Rockets improve is an improvement on defense with Westbrook. Once again, the numbers belie. They go against that. If you look at defensive plus minus, Chris Paul number one at his position, Westbrook number 32, not good. But we've got from TNT, right? Kenny the Jet, he had some thoughts that back up the idea that the defense will improve for the Rockets. Let's listen.
They're the best backcourt in basketball. Defensively, I don't know two guards who could say we have an advantage where we could stop them. That's what Houston has been in the last years, is an offensive juggernaut. In the past in Houston, I don't think guys could say, well, I could outscore you and stop you.
So can this Rockets team stop you? And again, it goes into the idea of what is Westbrook's attitude? Because this is a guy, I'm not sure what Westbrook couldn't do even at this slightly advanced age if he really put his mind to it physically. This is one of the true freaks ever, you could say, walking the planet when it comes to athleticism. I remember as a Spurs fan years ago, even a 25-year-old Westbrook, when it was the end of the game, I mean, it was like he was jumping out of the gym, it felt like. And there's something about that team, that OKC team, that remember, Harden's last year in OKC before the trade that obviously didn't turn out so well for OKC, and Presti, it still is a negative on his resume, no doubt, though I'm not sure what choices he had. But that team made the finals. Durant, Westbrook, and
Harden.
And they were favored over the Miami Heat and LeBron in their primes. The second year of the Heat, they had lost the year before to the Mavs. They made the finals again. OKC was favored.
Yep.
That team wasn't that long, and it was post-Harden that they were up on the 73-win Golden State team. They were up 3-1. They were up against the Spurs in at least 1 year, I'm remembering. So in a weird way, as much as we can say, oh, OKC's been a failure, they didn't win a title, and they drafted in three successive drafts three future MVPs. That's almost incomprehensible. And then you don't win a title. But they were good. And we know there's some luck in titles. I think if we had a universe and we went back and OKC had a chance to, you know, do 10,000 simulations of those teams, they're going to win a lot of titles.
Yep.
And you also got to say, when you think about what this team could be, is Harden knows Westbrook. Westbrook knows Harden. And to some degree, MVPs aside, you could make the case they know this is their last chance.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.